Saving money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Easily transport mulch, stone, and other materials with the Masterforce heavy-duty steel wheelbarrow. Maneuver over any terrain with a 16-inch tire that never goes flat. Saving money on this and all other Masterforce tools exclusively at Menards. Visit us in-store and at Menards.com and see all the great deals going on now in our weekly flyer. Save big money at Menards.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, with cars becoming more technologically advanced with features aimed at increasing safety, is it possible that some of these safety features are actually causing accident? How so? Well, Conor Faulkner is here. He's going to talk about that. And also this story in the Daily Mail that the state paid the toll firms far more money than they should have during the COVID pandemic and when we were all locked in and couldn't drive anywhere. Conor, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Hi.
I'm very well. Now, let's talk about distractions, first of all.
Yeah, driver distraction. Look, we all know that the main thing that distracts a driver typically is the mobile phone. We've had that conversation before, Pat. It's 10% of all Irish penalty points come from somebody stupidly using a mobile phone for one reason or another. A Google update on your favourite movie and you find yourself looking at it when you're in traffic. Silly, silly reason. But apart from the mobile phone, there's a kaleidoscope of other distractions, often in the car itself. In modern cars, the infotainment system can have menu after menu after menu. And I've spoken to drivers in sort of relatively new cars who'll tell me that, you know, you're on a motorway and you're actually trying to figure out how to use the climate control. And before you know it, you're down a rabbit hole of menus in the system.
Some of the cars have kept with the button. And the knobs.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that, because it's much more convenient and direct. Other cars, they have these infotainment and climate systems, and you have to go into the computer effectively, find the screen that controls the fan, and then adjust the fan.
So you want Jess Kelly as well as Conor Faulkner to tell you how to drive the car, and it can be excessive. And there's no doubt that that adds to driver distraction. The old design acronym, keep it simple, stupid. I think modern car designers could bear that in mind.
See, a lot of the time they keep it simple in terms of the look of the cabin, the fascia and so on. They want to get rid of all the knobs and buttons and switches.
Because it's all very sleek and modern.
Yeah, but it doesn't make it, you know, an easy user interface if you've got to go into a screen all the time to do the simplest of jobs.
Yeah, so there's the driver doing that. And as I say, there's a kaleidoscope of potential distractions in the world in which we live anyway. So drivers are used to sort of going through urban environments where there's pedestrians and billboards and ads and flashing lights. And we're sort of used to driving in those circumstances. But pulling yourself away from the attention of the road because you're playing with the car and the car's own gadgets and gizmos, it happens a lot, and I'm convinced it causes some accidents.
And then, of course, there are other things that go on the car, drinking coffee and eating a sandwich, spilling the coffee on your lap, a child in the back.
Yeah, all of those things. I mean, I've been asked before whether we should have laws about each of those things. So at one stage, for example, there was a debate about whether we should have a law against smoking in cars because it could distract the driver, or a law against eating and drinking in cars. But we have a catch-all law that says you have to pay attention. You mustn't drive without due care and attention. Legally, that's fine. What people actually do is you'll have the takeaway cup of coffee there. That's fine, can be safe, but you can find yourself looking at the mobile phone, steering wheel in one hand, cup of coffee in the other, and then the traffic starts to move.
Yeah, I mean, some of the modern cars have these nudge systems whereby if you are stuck in traffic and the car in front slowly goes forward, your car follows.
It'll keep pace,
And stops accordingly. So you can eat your sandwich and so on. But then the fella next to you doesn't have those systems and he's wondering, what are you doing? Not paying attention.
And we get lazy and we get dependent on these systems. And if you're driving along a motorway and you look at just the cars around you, you can notice a car sort of slows down, starts to weave a bit. Has he been drunk for the last 30 seconds? Oh no, he's got his act together. You can be sure that he was fiddling with something in the car, whether it's his mobile phone or something on the car screen, but something about what he was doing there distracted him from driving.
And then when you stop at traffic lights, the light goes green. In France, It's like a train. All the carriages take off together.
Yeah.
All the cars are watching. They're waiting. They want to go. In Ireland, it's very slow.
Yeah.
One car goes, then another. Then someone else is stopped and doesn't move, and you realise, oh, they're putting on their lipstick.
Yeah, and in the UK, they use a starting amber. So you'll notice that the red and amber come on together,
ready.
And it says, get ready. That's a mixed blessing, because it tends to cause people to jump lights. So it's a debate. But at least, you know, typically, they seem to have their act together a bit more than we do.
Now, other things that happen if there is an incident, rubbernecking, slowing down, even though you could continue at the normal rate, everyone slows down to have a goo at what's happening
on the
side of
the road. And once again, it's the driver not properly paying attention to the road and the driving environment. And we're all kind of guilty of it. You know, if a crash has happened on the far side of the road, it's absolutely human nature to want to look at that as you pass by, but that'll have a concertina effect on the traffic. It could mean that a kilometre behind you on the motorway, somebody has to jump on the brakes because of that concertina effect.
Then
caused.
There are distractions on billboards and things like that. At the moment, I'm annoyed by a thing, one of these electronic DCC, or maybe it's Dunleary Rathdown signs, traffic signs, and it's coming up Temple Hill, and it says, are you a bus driver?
Yeah, I've seen
if
that.
Not, why are you in a bus lane? There's no bus lane there.
I know. I personally find that one a little annoying because I just don't get the message, and it's a bit
preachy. Yeah, I understand that if there was a bus lane there, it might have a point. There is no bus lane.
Yeah, I know. Somebody somewhere thought that was a great idea. Presumably, they can change those slogans and come up with something better. But the kaleidoscope of stuff that distracts us in towns and cities is a big issue. One that comes up every year when the weather improves is, you know, does a beautiful woman passing by, does a sexy billboard cause the driver to lose?
Remember that famous budget travel?
The budget travel one, the GMO
showing
one.
The girl in the bikini and from the rear. And the slogan was, don't get left behind.
That's right. And people thought it was disrespectful at the time, you know, to women and whatever. Perhaps it was, but it became a big, big controversy and budget travel had to change it. But there is something in that.
What did they put? They put a square across the bottom of the lady. And then what was the slogan they put there?
Book your seat in the sun. Was it book your seat? Very clever. Very clever.
The late Jill Bowler. Yeah. She was a genius.
She was a genius.
Marketing.
There was the Wonder Bra ad with Ava Herzegovina prior to that as well. So it sort of turns, and you know, those are juicy media stories, but there is something real about driver distraction. And from the driver's point of view, everything we can do to keep the driver's concentration on the task in hand helps. And all the fiddly extra bits that you're putting in as features probably hurt rather than help.
A lot of these high-tech screens as well, which don't have the same ad that you could get used to, there's a constant stream of different advertising on those electronic billboards, which can be quite distracting. Anyway, besides all that, what distracted me this morning was the headline in the front of the Daily Mail. State pays road toll firms $30 million in compensation. This is where traffic numbers fell during COVID. And because they're guaranteed a certain level of payment from the tolls, if they don't materialise, you and me, the taxpayer, pay them.
Isn't it absolutely crazy? And actually, when you percolate that through, it demonstrates everything that's wrong with tolls in this country. We shouldn't have them in most of the sites. They cause more problems than they solve. And here's a classic case in point. The two toll schemes, the tunnel in Limerick and the M3 motorway up through Meath to Cavan, both of those have baked into their contract that if traffic volumes drop below expectations, government comes in and pays compensation. And they've been doing that even prior to the pandemic. The traffic numbers were disappointing. On the Navan one, on the Cavan one, traffic is literally avoiding the motorway and the tolls, the two tolls that exist on it, and going through the old towns instead. So no volume, state paying compensation. Then along comes the pandemic. Traffic numbers drop like a stone. So over 2 years, the state has actually had to pay €30 million in compensation because traffic is not using the roads because there's a toll on the roads. Now, so there's two controversies there, I think. One is, could the government have wiggled out of the pandemic payment of €30 million? Maybe. The CNAG says they might have fought that. The Department of Transport says they're convinced the contract is watertight and they're on the hook for it.
I mean, the exact quotes in the Daily Mail. The Comptroller and Auditor General, who oversees state spending, said the terms of these contracts did not cover medical emergencies, with the taxpayer ultimately having to pay close to €30 million. Seamus McCarthy, the Comptroller, said there's nothing wrong with the company asking not to have to meet this deduction. It's perfectly entitled to ask, but it seems to me that the state is perfectly entitled to say no.
Yeah,
now,
well, the
Department of Transport is saying, oh no, from our perspective, these contracts are watertight, but why not test them?
Yeah, well, you know, I suspect the department is right on this, Pat, I suspect. So I think they are on the hook. Those are pretty well drafted and tight contracts.
So if Putin invaded Ireland, the toll companies would still want to be paid, even though there's no traffic on the roads.
I think war and civil unrest actually are exempt, would be typical in a contract. But the bigger point is good faith.
The pandemic, you'd imagine, would be...
But the bigger point is good faith. The state enters into a contract, it must honour that contract for the sake of its future credibility. So I do think they are on the hook for that. But it shows you how bad the original contract was. Why do tolls on this model? It's nuts. It's the reason why people don't use the motorway in the M3 motorway. State would be far better off to use a shadow tolls model. In other words, let the traffic use the bypasses for free, which is what you want them to do, and then strike up a payment that makes the system work for the private contractor who's built the road on your behalf. We do not need to use these. They've removed them.
So does this mean that if the Green Party in government and the rest of the government following them succeed in their ambition of taking loads of cars off the road with remote working and with whatever other measures they bring in, that the toll companies would say, hang on a second, we want to be paid?
Yes.
Because, you know, what you're doing for the planet doesn't suit us.
Yes, entirely true. Entirely true. And you know, the total toll revenue that's raised in the country is about 200 million per annum. Total, every scheme, everywhere. In the context of the 5 billion per annum that motorists pay in various taxes, fuel and VRT and various other odds and sods, it's a relatively small amount. But it causes an awful lot of collateral damage and trouble for a relatively small amount of income that the state then divides with the private contractors. It's a wonky, wonky model, and it causes more problems than it solves.
Finally, Conor, you have a different job underway at the BT Young Scientist. What are you doing? Is it all about car tech, the projects you're adjudicating?
Well, no, not at all. I'm heading from here to the RDS, the BT Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition, which is the most fun you can have of a January day. I'll be there for the next couple of days. I'm one of the panel of judges in the social and behavioural category. So I'm going to spend the next couple of days talking to students, talking to them about their projects, making an attempt to score them along with other judges. Mm. And there's then a very, very fascinating and rigorous, I've really enjoyed it, academic process whereby, you know, the panel meeting is done and they're whittled down and whittled down and whittled down. And we produce these fantastic winners from amongst the 550 projects in the RDS. Great, great fun.
Sounds like great fun to me too. Conor, thank you very much for joining us. Conor Faulkner, transport consultant.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. From mold and mildew stains and hard-to-stick surfaces, preparing your paint project has never been easier than with Bullseye 123. Zinsser Bullseye 123 Primer is an all-purpose, high-performance, water-based primer for interior and exterior residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Save big on Bullseye 123 Primer. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.